The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, welcome to another silsila of Path to Success. And today we also have another unique topic. As always, we try to bring you topics which are related to us and our society so that we can better ourselves. And the topic which we have today is what will people say? What will people say? This is our topic today. And continue watching this silsila with good intentions, inshallah. We will learn so much. Why? Because we are involved in so many things, and we do so many actions just because of the fear of people. And how I wish we could avoid the wrong actions and do good actions for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have great muballighins with us, alhamdulillah azawajal. We have Rizwan Bhai with us, alhamdulillah azawajal. Rizwan Bhai, how are you? Welcome back again.
Hey, hal.
MashaAllah. Also, we have Tawqeer Bhai, alhamdulillah azawajal, with us. And alhamdulillah, we have Bilal Shabir Bhai with us, inshallah, as well. Today, Bilal Shabir Bhai is going to be reading kalams, inshallah. And also, alhamdulillah, in Patwari, Hafiz Bhai with us. Hafiz Bhai, kya hal hai? Khairiyat hai?
MashaAllah.
So, inshallah, we will continue with our silsila, inshallah. So, we start with listening to a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest and the holiest Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, doing zikr, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance, and reciting salat upon me keeps away poverty. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, so many people today are worrying about the wealth, the income. People are worried about poverty today. But if we can involve ourselves in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Do the zikr of Allah azza wa jalla in abundance. And also recite peace and blessings, salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance, inshallah. This will remove our poverty. This will remove our worries. This will remove our difficulties. And inshallah azza wa jalla, by the blessing of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, we will be in ease, inshallah. So before going on to our topic, inshallah, we will start by recitation of the Holy Quran by Bilal Shabir Bhai, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear respectable viewers, there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Before performing any permissible action, always make a good intention. For without a good intention, no reward is granted. So I make the intention that I will recite tilawat of the Quran Sharif and the Na'at Sharif solely for the pleasure of Allah. You make the intention, inshallah, that you listen attentively, and with the Na'at Sharif, you will also join in, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. May Allah grant us ikhlas whilst performing our good actions. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن
صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون صدق الله العظيم صل على شفيعنا صل على محمد صل على كريمنا صل على
سنتا ہی نہیں
MashaAllah. My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, our topic today, what will people say? We have our Muballigins, inshallah, guiding us through how we take this so seriously about what people say. And you can basically categorize this in a different way, that what will people say? Inshallah, we will talk about this and many other things. You could categorize this in a different way. There are some people who don't care what people say, and they'll just do what they want to do. And a lot of the time, these people, they are at a high degree of lust. And they basically, if they don't care what people are saying, sometimes they don't care what our deen is saying, they are far beyond any other level of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are those people who do care what people say, and they only care about what people say. They don't care about the command of Allah azza wa jal, or what our deen says regarding this action. But they care about what people say, and they're always worried about, and they're looking around what people are going to say about this action, what people are going to say about this action, and they're worried about that. Then you got people who don't care about what people say, but they care about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, and they think the aspects of deen. So which category of people do we fall in? Or if there are other categories, inshallah, we will hear from the Muballigins, inshallah, regarding this. And inshallah, this I want to start off with a story of a great companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in regards to this. When he was put in a situation when people said to him that what would people say and what was his reply? This was the great Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he was a person who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had great fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you know, this, from the life of the Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he didn't care what people said, but he had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had the love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And this is what mattered to him. When Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, in the time of his khilafat, when the conquest of Rome and the conquest of Persia were taken, these superpowers were taken over by the Muslims, the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire. These were those empires which people, no one could believe that these empires could be conquered. They were cruel kings of these empires. Muslims conquered these empires. And a lot of mali ganimat, a lot of booty was taken from this. A lot of riches was bought. And they were all bought in the court of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he distributed the mali ganimat. He distributed the booty equally amongst the people. And after that, he got up and he went. After distributing the mali ganimat, Hazrat Umar radiallahu gets up and he goes. The Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they started to turn towards each other and they started to think, look at the greatness of this man, that he has conquered the superpower of the time, yet he's still in the same way like he was in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning he had clothes which had patches in it. He would sit and eat on the floor. He would sleep on the floor. This was the humbleness of the Amirul Mu'mineen. Remember our topic today, what will people say? And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he continued living that same lifestyle. So the Sahaba, they decided to go into the court of the Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Why? Because kings will be coming to the court of Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. They had fear that these kings will say that this is the leader of the believers. This is the Amirul Mu'mineen. He's wearing clothes which has patches in it. Look at that. He has got such authority and such power in the world. But this is his way of living. So the Sahaba, then they decided to go to the Amirul Mu'mineen. No one had the will. So they went to the Ummahatul Mu'mineen and they requested to them. And they went to the Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. They requested to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala that, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, people will come from the east, people will come from the west, and they see you in these clothes, they will see you sitting and eating on the floor and this sympathy, and what would they say? And Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, his reply at that time, and that reply is something for us to reflect over. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to them that, did you ever see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever eat twice a day, had two meals a day that you are asking me to do this? Did you ever see Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu ever eat two meals in a day that you are requesting me to have food in front of me and people will come and join in with you? This was the Amirul Mu'mineen. He did not care what the people would say or the kings will come in his court, what they would say. All he was worried about, how he was in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how he was in following the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bandi Channel, this was the true believers. Didn't care what the people, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will listen to our muballigins inshallah azza wa Rizwan bhai. This topic today, what will people say? There's so much to be said. I didn't want to even start on them sort of things. Alhamdulillah, there's so many things because of people today. We are sort of taking a back step, or we're not doing them actions. Why? What would people say? Ji. Yes.
Mashallah, a very broad and current topic. MashaAllah. In today's society, I think people do care what people will say to some extent or other, whether they're doing good actions or bad actions. So I know you mentioned at the start, some people don't care. I'd like to look at that from a different perspective, that they don't care what certain people will say, but they still care about their circle, their group, their acquaintances. For example, if they don't do their actions, what will happen to their reputation? What will happen to their street credibility and all those sort of things? So people do care, and that's what's leading them down those paths some of the times. But like you mentioned, we can look at this from so many angles, whether it's on a worldly perspective about your houses, your cars, your materialistic, what you look like, what your weight looks like. And people are so self-conscious about what they look like, what will people say. Then we live in the era of social media. I was just watching the start of the program, and it shows so many different social media platform logos. And I might be showing my age here, but I don't recognize all of them. There's that many out there that people are using for statuses, for posts, for videos, going live, this, that, and the other, whether they're eating, whether they're dressing, whether they've come to a new location. They've got to put a picture on there because they want everybody to know. And similarly, they don't want to do other actions because they're worried about what people will say. It's just on people's brains 24/7. What will people say? What will people say? What will people say? And then you look at it from a dini perspective, so an Islamic perspective, and regarding worship. So when people are reading their salah, how are they reading it in private? How are they reading it when they're in the masajids? Or how are they dressing? You know, where's this, that element of sincerity starts coming into it, doesn't it? So it's very difficult to be protected from this and doing it for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, like you mentioned about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah azza wa jal, to have that mindset. You'll find it very rare in this day and age, and it's very difficult to go along that path. I think a lot of people, whether they're worldly or religious, they will be hit at this from some perspective or another. And it's very, very current topic. We need to discuss it. We need to highlight it so that we can think about, where am I failing? Where could I be thinking that I'm doing okay? But in fact, hang on a second, have I questioned why I'm doing this? Why I'm doing it like this? Why I'm dressing like this? Why I'm sitting like this? Why am I not doing it like this? And is it for the pleasure of people? Is it because I want vava or praise? Or am I doing it for the pleasure of Allah Almighty?
Gee, my dear viewers, Rizwan Bhai has put a lot of things forward. And what's on your mind? What do people say? Now, for the viewers of Madani Channel here, you can sort of just reflect over your today's activities and then reflect over how many of them actions we done today, which was that question came into our mind that what would people say? Just take a simple example. For an example, if a postman came outside and knocked on our door, and you know, how would we go out? Are we going to go out with the same dress which we are dressed in the house, or are we going to change or something over? Or what the postman would say? And you know, just these sort of little examples. And then when we are visiting out in the supermarket, or we are out shopping, we do things. And what is our that time in our mindset? What people are going to say? So many things to ponder over, inshallah. We've got Taukeer Bhai with us as well, inshallah. We see what Taukeer Bhai has got to say about what people will say, inshallah.
Definitely, this statement, what will people say? This is such a statement that before any action, before any decision that we make, generally we'll find that people will always go through this process of what will people say. If we wake up in the morning, we're going to get dressed. How we are going to dress, we're going to think that the way I am dressing, what will people say about my dress? And so many other things as well. And this is an issue that we are all facing, unfortunately, in this day and age. That what will people say? Similarly, if we look at it, in reality, the question that we should be asking is that this action that I'm going to do, or whatever is going to happen, is it going to please Allah? Is it an action that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will get me reward? If it is, then I can carry it out. If it isn't, then I should refrain from it. But unfortunately, the situation is completely different. We are not worried about whether we will gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a certain action, or whether an individual will fall under the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by a certain action. But rather what we are worried about is, like Rizwan Bhai mentioned, street cred. What would happen, our reputation in society, that's what we are worried about. But we are not worried about getting disgraced on the Day of Judgment, facing embarrassment on the Day of Judgment. If we turn it over and think about that side of the story, then inshallah, definitely certain actions that we perform and certain scenarios that we come into, we can save ourselves from the greater loss of the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala, rather than thinking about the materialistic or the little reputation and little honor that we may get in this world, whereas on the Day of Judgment for that same action, we can, on the other hand, get extreme disgrace and extreme embarrassment as well on the Day of Judgment.
So yes, my dear, we are so doing actions for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and doing for this, what people will say, this changes everything. It could be that you might be doing so many actions, but if our actions today, the actions which we have been doing, if they were for the sake of people, then there's no reward in that. But if they were for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that will be the means of our forgiveness, inshaAllah. And we have Hafiz bhai with us, inshaAllah. Basically, in Patwari, Hafiz bhai, iski Patwari bhi pehla dasso na, kisna aksan iski, kisna bhasa ja kisna.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abdul Hanan bhai, Patwari kisna aksan. انشاءاللہ شروع کر رہے ہیں تے پٹھاری بولیاں لیکن سمجھ نہیں جیسی کہ کیا ہنا چانے اور کیا گل دی وچ اس نے چ تے گل یہ ہے کہ لوگ کیا اکثر
لوگ کیا
عبد الحنان بھائی اس حوالے نال جڑا نا اگر ماشاءاللہ نا بہت اچھی پہلو ہی نا جڑا نا اس کے ہنا کہ وہ کلا کما کری چھوڑیا ہر بات نا بہت اچھی گفتگو کیتی اپنے توقیر بھائی اللہ نے کی ذات ہے بہت اچھی ماشاءاللہ ہر چیز نچوڑ ہوئی گیا سا لیکن پھر بھی اصل کوئی تھوڑا پروگرام کی چلانے واسطے نا تھوڑا انٹرسٹ پیدا کرنے واسطے تھوڑا ڈیپ جانے ہاں کہ کیا مسئلہ کیا گفتگو کرنا چاہنے ہیں دیکھو لوکاں نے گلاں کرنے نے والے نال مختلف صورتیں ہیں مختلف کیٹاگریز تو فرمایا گروپ سے اس نے پہلے قسم نے وہ لوگ تک سو کہ لوگ گلاں کر سن وہ کی کرنے گلاں کہ اگر کوئی کام کرنا نہ پیا کوئی کرن لگا نا تو اسد واسطے اسد اسی اور ساڑ اسی جس کے سہنے یار اساں کرنے کی کوشش کیتی تے نہیں ہویا تے ایک اور کامیاب نہ ہو جائے اے گفتگو بھی اس گلاں اے گلاں اسن ٹھیک ہوئی گیا اچھا اگر چلو دوئی قسم نے لوگ کوئی کام شروع کرن لگے نواں کوئی کوشش کرن لگے کوئی دکان نویں کوئی اور وہ اس ڈرے ماروں وہ نکیوں کو ڈر یہ ڈر کہیں نکیوں بہی جانے اس ڈرے مارے شروع ہی نہیں کرنے لگے یار نہ ہوا تو پتہ نہیں لوگ کیا آخ سن بے شمار لوگ اس وجہ سے بھی رہی جانے زندگی بچ حالانکہ وہ کامیاب ہو سکنے ہر طرح کے کاموں میں لیکن کیا ہونا اس ڈرے مارو یار نہ ہوا تو کیا ہوسی نہ ہوا تو لوگ کیا باسن پھر نہ ہوا تو مطلب رشتے دار کیا آخ سن نہ ہوا تو برادری والے کیا آخ سن یہ بھی ایک رکاوٹ ہے بہت بڑی اصل نے کاموں میں
واقعی کوئی شک نہیں حفیظ بھائی بہت سارے لوگ کام کرنے ہی نہیں کیونکہ انہاں کے لوگ کیا
ڈر ہے پتہ نہیں کیا ہو سی اجاسی تو پتہ نہیں رہی جسنت کیا ہو جاسی فیل ہوئی گیاں تو کیا ہو سی بھائی اللہ تعالی تب یقین رکھو توکل رکھو انشاءاللہ کوشش کرنا پر سب پر ہے باقی کامیابی تو اللہ تعالی نے ذات دیسی انشاءاللہ ٹھیک ہے اچھا اس تو علاوہ اور ہے کہ تساں تکسو کہ لوکاں چ اکثر کئی لوگ کہ انہاں کی پرواہ ہی کوئی نہیں لوگ کیا بانے تے کیا نہیں بانے ٹھیک ہے اشارہ کراس کری جسن لو پویں تکھن نہ تکھن کوئی پرواہ نہیں حالانکہ نہیں ہے مینرز ہر جگہ پکڑ دکڑ ہے ہر ملک کی چسنی گرفت ہونی اچھا اس تو علاوہ تو تکھو کہ زیادہ تر خوف مال نہ ہو سی لوگوں کی ایک جانی نہ خوف سا ٹھیک ہے اس نے پرواہ نہیں کرنے اور اس نے والے سو یہ بھی تکھو پرواہ نہیں کرنے گڈیاں دبائی پھرنے یہ دیا نہیں آتے سو پہلے کوئی پرواہ نہیں ہونی لوگ کیا اکثر کوئی حادثہ ہو جائے کوئی تھلے آئی جائے کچھ اور ہو جائے کوئی لوگ آخسن کیا آخسن کوئی پرواہ نہیں ہونا اچھا پھر جڑے خاص کر اللہ انہوں کی دائدہ ڈرگ بیچنے انہوں کے بالکل ہی خوف نہیں یار لوکاں نے ماشا بچیاں کی نبالد بڑا کیتا انہوں نے مستقبل ہے انہوں نے کار باہر نے کم کار کرسن چل سی انہوں نے باغاں نے پھول لے تے تسا مطلب کہ یہ تو قتل کرنے نے برابر ہے نا ڈرگ کرنا تو کسا کیتا وہ ایک بار کوئی اس نال انفیکٹڈ ہو گیا یا کوئی اڈکٹڈ ہو گیا وہ تو گیا مطلب بڑی مشکل آئی جانی اس نے ایک یہ بھی لوگ ہے کوئی پرواہ نہیں نے اور یہ بھی پرواہ نہیں پتا لگی گیا یا پکڑ دکڑ ہوئے گی کیا ہو سی اساں نال کوئی ہوش نہیں بے ہوش انا واہ ٹرنے پہ لوگ اچھا اس تو علاوہ تو دیکھو خاص کر جڑی کیٹاگری جڑی ڈسکس کر سن ایسا وہ لوگ جن کی نیکی کہ بدی کہ چنگا کہ برا کہ بھڑا کہ ہر چیز نہ جڑا نا لوگوں نے معیار بنایا ہوا نے لوگوں نے معیار بنایا مثلا میں تھوڑا جی مثال دینا تو کو اساں کوئی تھوڑے جی گناہ گننے ہیں قرآن کی طرفوں جی تاکہ پتہ لگے کہ ہاں واقعی آرام ہے شراب پینا ٹھیک ہوئی کیا جوا کھیلنا اچھا ولا تجسسو جی تجسس کرنا لوگوں نے پیچھے لگے رہنے کیا کرنا پیا کیا کرنا پیا اچھا اس تو علاوہ تو جناب چلو جوا ہوئی گیا شراب ہوئی گی ماں باپ کی نافرمانی ہوئی گی اچھا اور زنا ہوئی گیا وہاں سے نیڑے بھی نہ جاؤ اچھا ہوں اس سارے گناہ گننے جاؤ تسا جی گل کر سکتے تفصیل گننے جاؤ کتنے گناہ ان چوئے جڑے اسا اس مرو نہ کرنے کہ لوگ کیا آکھ جی اور اس مرو نہیں کرنے اور کئی بے شمار کرنے ہاں اور اس مرو کرنے ہاں کہ لوگ کچھ نہیں آنے حالانکہ اس بارے چ نظریے سے ان ماشاء اللہ بڑی اچھی گفتگو کی تھی اصل تو یہ ہونا چاہیے اللہ تے رسول کیا آکھ سی مطلب لفظ ٹھیک نہیں ہے آنے یار اس انہوں نے طرف کیا حکم آیا وا میں اگر گناہ کرنا فرض کرو ایک مثال دینے ہیں نا کہ وہ گناہ جڑے عام ہیں جی تو سان دیکھو جی جھوٹ مارنا حرام ہے نا حرام ہے جنم وچ لے جانے والا کام ہے کوئی پرواہ نہیں بچہ بیٹھا باہر کوئی آیا تو آخر میں کار کوئی نہ کوئی تھے ہی فکر تھے حرام ہے کتنا حرام ہے جتنا شراب پینا تو جی شراب کوئی رکھی ہوئے تو حضور کیا کرنے ہو خدا کوئی بندہ آئے گیا کیا خدا نہ خوف کرو نا وہ جھوٹ مارنا پیا اس نے کوئی فکر نہیں اے شراب بڑی فکر ہے کیوں جھوٹ عام تقریباً مطلب کیا ہو لیکن شراب عام نہیں نہ ہوئی جائے جھوٹ ہے ہمارے اچھا فلم تکی بئی تک نہیں ہو اللہ نعوذ باللہ من ذالک کیا ٹھیک کم ہے ٹھیک ہے سارا گھر والے بئی تکنے پہ ملیا لیا آئے جان تا بھی کوئی شرم نہیں کوئی اور دوست یار آئے جان تا بھی کوئی شرم نہیں لیکن اس واسطے ہے کہ سارے کرنے پہ اس کا مطلب یہ ہویا اسا اگے انشاءاللہ باجی گفتگو کر گناہ تے ثواب تسا لوکاں مارے کیٹیگرائز کیتے ہوئے نہ کہ اللہ رسول نی وجہ سے ہونے چاہیے سے اس طرح گانے بجے ہر پاسے سننے پہ کیا جائز ہے ٹھیک ہے جی تے جے اس طرح اگر گانا بجنا پہ ہوا مولوی صاحب آئی جانے بند کیوں کر چھوڑنے ہو ابا جی آئی جانے نمازی اگر وہ نیک پر کیوں بند کر چھوڑنے ہو اس کا مطلب آپ سن پتہ ہے غلط کام آ لیکن ان لوگوں میں کام تو انہیں کہ جائز کری کھے جڑے لوگ کچھ نہیں آخنے اس نے بارے چ تے جے کچھ لوگ آخ سن تے پھر نہیں کر لگے تو سن تے کس پاسے مسلمان اساں طور طریقے چل رہے اور یہ نہیں ہے گفتگو ہر کمے چ یہ حال ہے ہر کمے چ لوگ کیا آخ سن اللہ تے رسول نے کیا حکم ہے کوئی اس نے اساں کی ہوش اور آواز نہیں ہے کہ اساں کیا کرنے پہ اور کرنا کہ نہیں کرنا تے اس واسطے مطلب کہ اور گلاں ٹر نہیں رسن لیکن میں اوراں نے بھی موقع انشاءاللہ دینا چاہیے گفتگو کرنی چاہیے تو بہت کچھ انشاءاللہ بول سن سن دیکھے فرض کرو وہی سے انہیں گلاں کیتیاں نا ہر کم وچ آخ سن ہر کم وچ مہمان آئی گئے لوگ کہ آخ سن بھی نہ کچھ کیتا انہوں نے اس طرح اللہ رسول واسطے نہیں خدمت کرن لگے اچھا جی چپسا ہے ڈاکیا باہر آئی گیا تو بھائی پردے میں چپسا جاؤ وہ آکسیت کیا ہو سی نہ آکسیت کیا ہو سی جی تو جس اللہ تعالیٰ نے سننے حکم انہیں یہ نہیں کہ بھائی میں ویسے تو ماما شریف بننا سے ایسے سامنے نہ ہویا تھا کہ آخسی مطلب سا ماما لوکاں مارے بننے سے میں گل کرنا نا ماما تو اللہ رسول نے ذا واسطہ ہونا چاہیے سا ٹھیک ہے اس طرح ہی اور تسا گل چلے جو کوئی بھی کام کر سن نا بچے نے شادی نے معاملہ تک ہی کروں نا لوگ کیا آخ سن اور ہزارہ میں خود میں جاننا ہوں نا کہ 24,000 قرضہ کے انداز کے فلانی جگہ پر اسا اتھے اسی شادی ہیلیکاپٹر اپروان سی کھانا اور 24,000 ساری زندگی قرضہ مکانا رسی وہ 24,000 اس کی چاہیے ہو یار وہ مکان ہے اس تک کوئی ترکیب کرے یار اور کوئی اور کام کرے یار تو سن لوگ کیا خوش ہونے ہمارے والے میں اکثر آنا نہیں چاہیے نا گدے والی جڑی کہانی ہے تو سنی ہی ہو سی وے سارے ہی سنی ہوئی جی کور کندانے ماؤ پیو پتر جلنے سے تے اچھا ان ٹوری جلنے پہ ٹوری جلنے پہ تے ایک گرائیں چو لنگے چنگے یار بندے وے کھوتا آنے کول تے اس نے پر بہنے نہیں وہ دوئے بہی گئے پر بھائی لوگ کیا آنے تے اچھا چنگنے چلنے جاگی اور ٹوک آئی اتنے آنے چنگے یار ظالم بندے وے دوئے کھوتے پر چڑھے وے کتنا ظلم کرنے پہ انہاں ہے آرے اچھا ابا لے گیا تو ان پتر بیٹھا ہوا اگیا پھر چلنے چلنے پھر کوئی ٹوک آئی چنگا تکو جڑا نا پتر بیٹھا بے ادب ابے کی ٹورنا پیا وہ بھائی اچھا لے گیا جی ابا چڑھ گیا پتر چلا گیا اگلے ٹوک اچ پھر گئے تنگ تکو بھائی ابے کی مطلب نکے پتر کی جڑا نا ٹورنا جلنا پیا تھا پورا میں نال بیٹھا ہوا وہ اے جدو نہ دیکھے نا آخر انجام کیا ہویا آخر جو اگلا کور آیا نا اتنے مطلب کہ بگنی سی بھی کیا ہے سو ندی آخ سو جو بھی آخ سو تو کھوتا چاہے تو اتنے بھی سٹیا نے تے لوکاں نی گلاں پر جاسو نا تے تساں آپوں وی تباہ تے تساں نماز متا وی تباہ تے گل یہی ہے اللہ رسول کیا ہے اور اس نے آخری گل ہی میں اے آکھساں جدوں تک بندے نی اپنے اندر کانفیڈنس نہیں ہے اعتماد نہیں ہے اے اس نے میں الفاظ میں باساں باج پنجابی چ کہیا اب میرے والے سنت کی کدے وی نہیں ہوگا منسٹر آئی جائے ماڑے کپڑے کی جائے پریزیڈنٹ آئی جائے ماڑے کپڑے کی جائے کیوں وہ اپنی جگہ کانفیڈنٹ ہے بندہ میں جو کیتا ठीक किता सच किता तो अल्लाह रसूल वास्ते किता मतलब कुसै नहीं परवाह नहीं है परवाह उस वेले ही होनी जिसले कुसै ने कुसै कोई मतलब होया या कोई तुसा विच खामी कमी कताई होनी फिर बंदा सोचे यार ओ क्या आखसी तो ओ क्या आखसी ओ क्या आखसी वरना कोई लोड़ नहीं मैं और भी मसाला दया जिन्हें ने ना बड़े मकान चाहिए ना बड़िया गड्डिया उन्होंने शख्सियत ही काफी है उन्होंने वास्ते वो कोरा चले जानता है
So my dear viewers, mashallah, Hafiz bhai, you can say he said it all in one go. And I'm sure he's got a lot more to say as well. So continue watching the silsila, inshallah, azawajal. And Hafiz bhai, there was one thing I was looking at yourself and Tawqeer bhai sitting on my left here. And I was just looking at your dress code. Alhamdulillah, I've known you both for many years. With Hafiz bhai, probably our 20 plus years and Tawqeer bhai for a very long time. Alhamdulillah, your dress code is still the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Amen. And this is the thinking, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah. The Amir-e Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has put that into our minds and made us adopt this way. Alhamdulillah, so many years, Hafiz bhai still been dressed in the same, according to the Sunnah, no change. Alhamdulillah, Tawqeer bhai again, Alhamdulillah. This is the beauty of the environment of Dawat Islami. This environment of Dawat Islami, it not just makes us reflect, but makes us act upon it as well. And our topic today, very vast topic. What will people say? So much to be said. Alhamdulillah, Muballigheens have touched upon a bit. Hafiz bhai has gone into the ocean of it. And inshallah, we'll continue with our silsila. We have calls as well, inshallah.
ये आजकल जो कह सकते हैं कि सोसाइटी के बिगाड़ का एक बड़ा रीजन माशरे में बुराइयां फैलने का एक बड़ा रीजन भी यही है कि हम वो काम करते हैं कि जो लोग देख रहे होते हैं उन लोगों की वजह से कर रहे होते हैं जिस दिन हमने काम अल्लाह की रिजा के लिए करना शुरू कर दिया उस दिन माशरा भी ठीक हो जाएगा माशाल्लाह बहुत जबरदस्त यहाँ पर दावत इस्लामी का मदनी काम चल रहा है दीनी काम और वेलफेयर के हवाले से भी काफी जगह जाना हुआ थर वगैरह माशाल्लाह और जो यूके के इस्लामी भाइयों ने बहुत सारे प्रोजेक्ट्स स्पॉन्सर किए यहाँ पर उनका भी विजिट हुआ और बाकी ये जो भी वहां से किया ना वो आ सकते थे ना देख सकते थे उनकी नीयत अल्लाह की रिजा के लिए अल्लाह की मोहब्बत के लिए अल्लाह ताला कबूल फरमाए और बाकी काम जो भी करे वो अल्लाह के लिए करना चाहिए जस्ट फॉर द सेक ऑफ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल जस्ट फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल नॉट के जो एक स्लोगन में व्हाट विल पीपल से हमारी प्रायोरिटी असल में जो है ना वो तब्दील हो गई है हमारी प्रायोरिटी जो है वो लोगों के ऊपर आ गई है हमारी प्रायोरिटी रब की रिजा होनी चाहिए कि हमारा रब किस किन बातों से खुश है और क्या चीज हमें करनी है क्या नहीं करनी है तो जिस दिन हमारी ये तरजीहात हमारी प्रायोरिटीज ठीक हो जाएंगी ना इंशाल्लाह आप देखेंगे कि दोबारा मुसलमानों को उरूज मिलता है तरक्की मिलती है भारत हमारे मुबल्लिगीन बैठे हुए मदनी फूल दे रहे हैं हमारी जो प्रायोरिटीज है इसी में कुरान पाक इसी में नमाज इसमें सारी चीजों को आप ले सकते हैं कि तकरीबन कमोबेश हम जो भी काम करते हैं उसमें ये क्या लोग क्या कहेंगे ऐ काश हमारा जहन बन जाए कि हमारे रब का क्या हुक्म है उसके प्यारे हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने इसके बारे में क्या फरमाया जिस दिन से ये सोच बन गई और ये प्रायोरिटीज में आ गई हमारी इंशाल्लाह उस दिन से जिंदगी कामयाब हो जाएगी अल्लाह आप सबको जदाए खैर दे जल्द मुलाकात होगी इंशाल्लाह दुआ भी फरमाइएगा और नाथ खान से अर्ज है कि कोई सईदी आला हजरत का बड़ा प्यारा सा जो उनको पसंद है वो कलाम सुना दीजिए एक चीज मैंने और ऐड करनी थी और वो ये थी कि हमारे सामने एक मिसाल है अमीर अहले सुन्नत दामत बरकातुहुल आलिया की लोग क्या कहेंगे व्हाट विल पीपल से क्या है वो अपने उसूलों पर डटे रहे अमीर अहले सुन्नत अल्लाह की रिजा और अपने उसूल और आज देखें दावत इस्लामी कहां से क्या है बड़े बड़े तूफान आए बड़े बड़े मुखालफतें हुई बहुत सारी चीजें हुई हैं बहुत सारे लोगों ने कहा ऐसा कर लो लेकिन अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अमीर अहले सुन्नत ने कहते हैं ना कि प्रायोरिटी उनकी यही थी कि अल्लाह की रिजा किन चीजों में है और अमीर अहले सुन्नत अपने जो उसूल हैं अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह उन पर डटे रहे और आज देखें दावत इस्लामी कहाँ है तो हमें लोगों को नहीं देखना चाहिए हमें ये देखना चाहिए कि इसमें दीन का कितना फायदा है और अल्लाह की रिजा क्या है
MashaAllah, Sayyid Sahab, beautiful Madani Pools, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. And it's a reality, you know, today our priorities turn towards what people are saying. And people are doing so much good. People are giving so much charity, so much sadaqah, so much, Sayyid Sahab is talking about many people have donated massages, donated wells, people are helping the poor. But if in our intention that thing is there, then what will people say? This is why I'm doing it. You know, I'm doing it to show people, you can say, the aspect of riya, ostentation is involved. And all that action is going towards waste. So save yourself. And this is something which we need to save ourselves from. their actions which are done to show people that what would so that people will praise us, rather than to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These actions are done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, done for His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Instead of doing it for the pleasure of Allah, we are doing it for the sake of people. Take yourself out of this category of people. Save yourself from this state, inshallah, and protect yourself. Why? Because we are not here to do things for the sake of people. We are here to do things for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sayyid Sahib put the prime example in front of us, the examples of our Shaykh Tariqa Tamil Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. We've had a few requests as well. Naad Khan, Bilal Bhai, first of all, I want to take a Madani pool from you as well regarding what will people say, inshallah. And then a few kalams have been requested as well. So many things to be said regarding what people will say.
Jee, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This topic of what will people say, Allahu Akbar, truly, this places a veil over a person's eyes when it comes to the pleasure of Allah. Because in essence, they are swapping the pleasure of Allah, which is the goal of a Muslim, they've exchanged that without realizing with the pleasure of the people.
Allah, Allah.
And if you do this, there is only humiliation for such a person.
Aye.
That he does everything for the sake of people, so that people are pleased. One thing I'd like to mention, and it's something which quite hurts our heart as well, and everybody can realize this, that people today are two-faced. Generally, if we ask, if we say it, it's not a mistake. Because why would I say this? Abdul Hanan Bhai, you'll get people in your life, they'll see you, they'll flatter you, they'll praise you. They'll be with you. They'll be on your side. The next moment, they'll be against you.
Mm.
Just because you said something against their mizaj, against their nature, they'll be against you. So
even Bilal Bhai could be just out of hasad as well. Sometimes just out of jealousy, you know. So he's praising you. Oh, this person is very good. He's done this much. He's done this much work for Deen. And as soon as you're gone, oh, he's doing it for showing off.
This is what I want people to really realize. If you want to take any Madni pill, I don't want to speak too much because mashallah, the panel has mentioned a lot today. Just one point I want the viewers to really focus on is that putting your whole life, truly people are living their life for people. If you check on social media today, people are saying many things like, I woke up like this. And they take an image of themselves and it's all fully suited, booted and everything as they say. But if you think about it, everybody knows they're lying. Nobody wakes up completely fresh and clean. When you wake up naturally, your hair is all over the place. Your face is also not something which you'd like to show to people. So people even know this. And you know what it is? People, they admire someone who's 100%. If someone's genuine, in today's society, people admire them. They say, he's a true person. He's a true man. He's a true person. He doesn't hide. He's not fake. He's not two-faced. So the point I'd like to take away from here is that people, they will always say stuff against you. There will always be people against you. There will always be people for you. Don't pin your hope, your whole life, your desires, your goals around them. You have a set goal in your life. You need to accomplish a certain goal, which is permissible in the religion. Take that step forward and do it. And have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't stop an action for people and don't do an action for people. Keep it solely sincere for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you think, there's so many examples. Just for example, looking in the mirror today, we wake up. Many brothers mentioned this already. How we dress. Even stuff like delivering a speech. Today, many speeches are censored. Why? Because of what people will say. But if something is the truth, it must be said. If something is the truth, it must be said. And if you look at this, speeches are, whenever a person comes to deliver a bayan, they're like, what should we speak about? What will people think? How should I deliver my bayan? What will people think? Forget all of this. Reciting a naat, what will people think? Reciting tilawat of the Quran, what will people think? Why do we delve into this matter? Really, Amir al-Sunnah has truly given us a perfect example. And that they show us practically that in the way they dress, the way they keep themselves, obviously, that's not something that we can attain. They are at such a level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and such recognition and ma'rifat of Allah that they are at this level. We are sinful. No doubt we have to keep ourselves clean. We're not saying go out and be scruffy. Keep yourself clean, keep yourself good. But whenever you do an action, look at why we're doing it. If you do it for people, Allahu Akbar, there's no benefit for this. There's a hadith in this regard, but inshallah, I'll stop here and give the viewers of Madni channel a point to reflect upon their life today, inshallah.
Yes, my dear viewers, Bilal Bhai is very beautifully put it. Like, and then this is something for us to reflect over. Why are we doing the actions? And if we are doing it for this, I know Hafiz Bhai is waiting to say a lot when there's so much other things, inshallah. We will be taking these Madani pools, inshallah. Hafiz Bhai, waqai ye halat hamari, main abhi soch raha tha, when we alhamdulillah us as a panel here, we come on Madani channel, even we have to worry about these things as well, because it could be that assi vi aane athe te assi vi e soch asane dil vich vi ho sakni dimag vich ho sakni, what will people say because we're on the channel, and something for us to reflect as well. Alhamdulillah, this is the thinking of Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Mulalia. He's constantly guiding us, he's constantly reminding us, he's constantly making us think we're not the best of people, we need to also think. But this is such a vast topic that every one of us, whether you are in the category of people with knowledge, whether you are the category of people with ibadah, whether you are the category of people who are giving charity, both kujh is which of his bhai
ji. Main abdul hanan bhai oh yakshana inna badi guftgu shuru ch badi achhi kiti si mashallah. Dekho mere liye sunnat bar bar har kaam ne bare ch balki madne muzakara shuru lagna te khalte ve hone ek paper ne ga kada ta kya usi tusan paper ne ga kya khalte ve hone kya unna ki pata koi nahi hai kya unne samay sari duniya ki sikhane wale ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਜੀ ਮੁਆਸ਼ਰੇ ਹੈ ਸਰ ਮੈਂ ਤੇ ਇਹੀ ਸਾਜ ਮਾੜੇ ਜ਼ਹਿਨ ਚ ਬੰਦਾ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮੁਆਸ਼ਰੇ ਨੇ ਪਿੱਛਾ ਟੁਰਿਆ, ਬੰਦਾ ਉਹ ਮੁਆਸ਼ਰਾ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਪਿੱਛਾ ਟੁਰਿਆ ਜੀ. ਕੋਈ ਬਨਾਵਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ, ਕੋਈ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ, ਸਿੱਧਾ ਸਾਦਾ ਮਾਮਾ ਸ਼ਰੀਫ ਹੈ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਸਿੱਧ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਬੁਰਨੂਰ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਸਿੱਧੇ ਸਾਦੇ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਜਾਨ ਪਿੱਛਾ.
ਅੱਛਾ ਵੀਸ ਭਾਈ ਤੇ ਰਿਜ਼ਵਾਨ ਭਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛ ਲਈਏ ਨਾ, ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਰਿਜ਼ਵਾਨ ਭਾਈ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਮਾਮਾ ਬੜਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤਿਆਰ ਹੋਇਆ ਆਇਆ ਵੇ.
ਦੇਖੋ ਪਤਾ ਕੀ ਆ, ਨੀਅਤ ਇਨ ਨੀ ਕੈਪਤਾ ਉਸੀ ਕਿਸਕਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਓ
ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ
ਜੀ. ਕੈਪਤਾ ਹਾਂਜੀ ਲੋਕ ਤੱਕ ਦਾਵਤ ਇਸਲਾਮੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਮੁਬਲਕ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਜਨਾਬ ਬੜੇ ਅਪਡੇਟ ਹੋਤੇ ਹੈ, ਬੜਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਮਾਮਾ ਸ਼ਰੀ ਬਣਨੇ, ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਣ ਸਾਂ. ਕੈਪਤਾ ਨੀਅਤ ਨੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਇਆ, ਦਿਲਾਂ ਨੇ ਰਾਸਤਾ ਸਾਨਾ ਜਾਣਨੇ ਨਾ. ਕੈਪਤਾ ਇਹ ਨੀਅਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਇਆ ਯਾਰ ਮੈਂ ਅੱਛਾ ਉਸਾਂ ਅੱਛਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ, ਮਾੜੇ ਨਾਲ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੋਈ ਵਕੀਲ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਹੋਰ ਵਕੀਲ ਵੀ ਮਾੜੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨੇ, ਉਸ ਯਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਬੜਾ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਲੱਗਣਾ ਸਾ ਪਿਆ, ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਬੜਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਲੱਗਣਾ ਸਾ ਪਿਆ ਯਾਰ, ਆਸਾਨ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਸਾਂ ਜੀ. ਮੁਮਕਿਨ ਆ, ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਨੀਤਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਲੱਜ ਜਾਣਾ ਨਾ, ਔਰ ਇਸੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਹਰ ਕੰਮ ਸੁਪੈਲ ਹੈ, ਬਲਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਦਰਵਾਜ਼ੇ ਤੋਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਣਨੇ ਆ ਘਰੋਂ ਨਿਕਲਨੇ ਆ. ਯਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਦੀਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਫੈਲਾਣੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਸੁਨਤਾਂ ਫੈਲਾਣੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਸਾਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅਤੇ ਯਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਕਬੂਲ ਕਰਿਆ, ਅਤੇ ਯਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਮਹਿਫੂਜ਼ ਰੱਖਿਆ, ਅਤੇ ਯਾ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਨਾ ਹਰ ਕੰਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਏ ਹਾਂ ਤੈ ਹਰ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਬਾਰ ਬਾਰ ਦੇਖੋ ਬਿਆਨ ਹੋਣ ਲੱਗਣਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਣਾ, ਨੀਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ 'ਚ ਗੱਲ ਹੋਣੀ ਔਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਸੁਮਦੀ ਮੁਜ਼ਾਕਰਾ ਕਿਆ ਕਰਨੇ. ਨੀਤ ਆਹਨੇ ਅਸਲ ਨੀਅਤ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਅਸਲ ਨੀਅਤ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨੀਅਤ ਅਮਲ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਬਿਹਤਰ ਹੈ ਜੀ. ਨੀਅਤ ਮੁਮਨ ਹਰ ਮਿਨ ਅਮਲੀ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ. ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਪਹਿਲੂ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਪਰ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਅੱਛਾ ਆਇਆ, ਅਸਾਂ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਾਮਿਲ ਹਾਂ, ਕੋਈ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਨਾਉਦ ਅੱਲਾ ਨੇ ਵਲੀ ਹੋਈ ਗਈਆਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਸਨੇ ਜ਼ਾਹਰ ਦਾਵਤ ਇਸਲਾਮੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਬਾਰਿਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਸੁਨਤ ਨੇ ਸੋਹਬਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹੀ ਤਾਂ ਫਰਕ ਪਿਆ, ਫਰਕ ਪਿਆ. ਔਰ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਖਨੇ ਕਿ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਹੀ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਤਬਦੀਲੀ ਆਈ, ਤਬਦੀਲੀ ਆਈ ਹੈ ਸਰ.
MashaAllah. So dear viewers, really, if you want to save yourself, alhamdulillah, the reason I was mentioning it is one by Simama here is just because I knew what Hafiz bhai will say in related to this, alhamdulillah. And this is something we should, rather than targeting anyone, yeah, what he's doing this for, why is he doing this action for, it's we should be reflecting over ourselves. And even like I mentioned at the start, when we refer to Hafiz bhai, we are here as well, also need to reflect as well. So this everyone's involvement here is in this, that why are we doing this, what will people say to regarding our actions. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us protected from riya, from ostentation. Ji Bilal bhai, inshallah, couple of kalams have been requested, please.
Inshallah. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mujhe dar pe phir bula ਮਦਨੀ
बने दिल
have any kalams you want to request, inshallah. I got a message here as well. Assalamu alaikum. Can Tokir Tokir by English kalam, inshallah, as well. Mashallah. I believe Qasida Burda Sharif, inshallah. We will get Tokir bhai to read this in a bit, inshallah. We'll just want to continue on from that, from Madani Pools, inshallah, from Tokir bhai. Tokir bhai, one of the things, you know, we talked about clothes. This is a very thing, what would people say? But one thing I want to reflect on here is that, you know, the clothes which we wear in our house for ibadat and the clothes we wear in the masjid for ibadat, is there a difference in that? Sometimes you see that when a person is reading namaz at home, right, how is he dressed? He's probably just enough to cover his sitar, maybe he covers, and he's just reading namaz in that state. Or maybe there's not even a hat on his head, or forget the imamah. But when that person, he's come to the masjid, now that namaz is at home as well, but the namaz is in the masjid as well. What happens? How do people in this state be?
Definitely, this is a very important point that you mentioned. The state that we are in the home, and the state that we are in when we are amongst people in the masjid. And especially in terms of salah, we know from the likes of Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala, and they would have a special suit ready made for the ibadat.
Subhanallah.
And the rest of us, how we are, sometimes, like for example, if we take the example of Salatul Fajr, when we wake up and Allahu we Akbar. Barely get out of bed, do wudu, and in our nightwear, we would carry on, and in the PJs and whatever we are wearing, we will read our Salatul Fajr in the house. But what should really happen is that we should get changed out of our nightwear, come into good, decent clothing, considering that we are coming into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are going to offer salah in the court of Allah. So come into good clothing and then offer salah in that way, inshallah,
you know, ta'ala. What comes to mind here is if we were to go in the court of a minister or a king or some big personality? Would we go in that same way, judge? Would we go in that same clothing? And then when we go into, when we're standing in the court of the courts of all courts, the courts of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's a state of negligence, there's a state of laziness, there's a state of not caring. You know, this is something which...
I think you hit the nail on the head earlier when you said that we wouldn't come in front of the postman like in that state. Never mind a minister or a respected individual of the society. We wouldn't even entertain to open our front door in that state. Even to go into our front garden or into our back garden in that state, we won't do that. But when it comes to being in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we don't think about these things. Again, that same point, what will people say? If you come out in that state in front of other people, then what will they think? But we forget that when we are coming in the court of Allah, in terms of our salah, then what state will we in? This is something that we need to take into consideration at all times as well, inshallah ta'ala.
So Kirbai mentioned Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, who had specific clothing just for salah. And this is something, you know, when we stand for prayer, you know, when the person leaves the house, it's not just clothing. When the person leaves the house, he puts on perfume, he puts on aftershaves, all these, he's spraying these things and all this fragrance on him to leave the house. But when he stands in the court of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for namaz, there's no perfume being put on that time. And when we go out, if we are even going to the masjid, sometimes the intention is that, oh, I want to be smelling good. It's not that we want to go into the masjid, Rizwan Bhai, and we want to be having a nice smell to the, adding a nice smell to the masjid, or because we're going for ibadat, we're putting a perfume on. This is where the reward is as well. So many things, Rizwan Bhai, we can talk about. I don't know if you want to touch upon this, but I want you to go on to how we people have our homes today. We decorate our homes, and also our transport. And a lot of the times, like Hafiz Bhai earlier on mentioned on this as well, a person invests so much, he borrows so much money. Why? Just that the people say, oh, look at this guy's house. Look at this person's house. Look at this person's car. And you know what that person's gone through to get to that stage, have that house. He's in debt and he's basically working day and night just to put that that sort of reputation forward in the eyes of people.
Ji Abdul Hanan bhai, eh tusa ek mint jehda miyan biwi da rishta hunda hai na, jana janani da, is te thoda je focus karo na te lokma jehda na bande ke action bahut keh janda hai, te is di wajah na bahut ladaiyan vi hundiyan ne, bahut problem vi hunde ne, bahut rishte jehda na toote vi jate ne, ਬਹੁਤ ਨੇਕੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਰੁਕ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਮਸਲਨ ਜਣਾ ਜਨਾਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਰੁਕ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਭੁੜਕਾ ਪਾ ਲਿਓ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਆਖਸਨ, ਹਿਜਾਬ ਪਾ ਲਿਓ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਆਖਸਨ, ਨਿਕਾਬ ਪਾ ਲਿਓ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਆਖਸਨ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਖਦੇ ਹੋ ਸ਼ਾਦੀਆਂ ਸ਼ੂਦੀਆਂ 'ਤੇ ਜਾਸੋ, ਮੇਕਅਪ ਨਾ ਲਾਈ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਆਖਸਨ, ਜਨਾਨੀ ਜਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਆਖਦੇ ਹੋ ਸੀ ਦਾੜੀ ਰੱਖ ਲਿਓ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਆਖਸਨ, ਇਮਾਮਾ ਸ਼ਰੀਫ ਪਾ ਲਿਓ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਆਖਸਨ। ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਫਿਰ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੋ ਪਏ ਮਕਾਨਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ, ਸਾਡੇ ਜਿਹਾ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹਾ ਮਕਾਨ ਨਾ ਹੋਇਆ, ਬਰਾਦਰੀ ਕੀ ਆਖ ਸੀ, ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਆਖ ਸਨ, ਗੱਡੀ ਨਾ ਹੋਈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਰਹਿ ਜਾ ਸਾਂ, ਆਖਸਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਤਾਂ ਇਹੀ ਕੁਝ ਨਹੀਂ, ਕਿਹੋ ਜਿਹਾ ਤੋਹਫਾ ਖੜਦੇ ਹੋ ਪਏ, ਉਹ 50 ਪੌਂਡ ਨਾ ਪਾਇਓ ਤਾਂ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਆਖ ਸਨ।
The weddings, this is common, Rizwan bhai, oh he gave this much, we have to give this much as well, what, otherwise what will people say, what would they say?
ਤਾਂ ਇਤਨੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਾ ਇਹ ਮੀਆਂ ਬੀਵੀ ਦੇ ਰਿਸ਼ਤੇ ਟੁੱਟਣ ਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਇਹ ਹੋਈ ਵੀ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਆਖ ਸਨ, ਬਰਾਦਰੀ ਕੀ ਆਖ ਸਨ, ਦੋਸਤ ਕੀ ਆਖ
ਸਨ। You know, the kitchens are not in a good state. Well, what would people say when they will come to our kitchen? And now the husband's got hardly any saving. He's got no money. And he has to get money from somewhere to build that new kitchen. And that, you know, maybe spend about £10,000 on that kitchen, putting that...
I'm going to switch to English, just think, because it'll be a little bit easier. But I was just going to say on that topic that me and Tokir, by working the volunteering the prison majlis as part of Dawat Islami as well.
And that you left me out.
You've been left out yourself for a while. Hopefully you'll be back in.
Inshallah.
But this is one of the major reasons that brothers get involved in problems in crime. Because they're getting so much pressure from home about living certain lifestyles that they have to have certain branded clothing, certain branded handbags, certain looks of the house. Every couple of years, when the color scheme changes, they need to have new windows, new kitchens, new bathroom, designer gear, new sofas. There's so much pressure to maintain this lifestyle and these appearances about what people will say, that The man sometimes resorts to haram. He'll take on more loan, he'll take on more mortgages, he'll take on, when he can't do anything like that, he'll start resorting to earning haram. When we were talking about drug dealing and selling other things, some of the brothers that we speak to want to change. They genuinely know they're doing wrong and they do want to change. But they say that their family will leave them. Their family will take them, their children, and they will leave because they want that lifestyle. And they can't get that lifestyle by working a normal 7-hour job on minimum wage. They won't be able to provide what they want. So a lot of these times, it's not always the wife's on the husband's. Sometimes it can be the other way around, or other people onto the husbands, but it leads people to going down so many sins, haram means of earnings, landing people in jail. They'll rather go to jail than earn that minimum wage. They'll take that risk because they're worried so much about what people will say, what people will say, what people will say.
So dear viewers, don't fall for this, what people will say, and lead yourself towards sin and getting involved in the wrong things and in crime. Why? Because this will leave you behind bars. And we've got Tokir Bhai and also Rizwan Bhai. Inshallah, we will talk about the prison side of things and the people, what would people say, and this is where they've ended up, and what our Muballighins have seen, the people who are in prison and why they've got there as well. We want to take our package, inshallah, Zawajlav, Rukne Shura, inshallah, Zawajlav. Also, we've got our sign language, inshallah, we'll turn to that. But we'll take this package first, inshallah, and then we'll go on to our sign language.
ان نمازیوں کی خرابی ہے جو اپنی نماز سے بھولے بیٹھے ہیں وہ جو دکھاوا کرتے ہیں اور برتنے کی چیز مانگے نہیں دیتے جو ریاکاری کے طور پر نیکیاں کرتا ہے دکھاوے کے لیے نیکیاں کرتا ہے اس کے عمل برباد ہو جائیں گے یہ سورہ ہود کی آیت نمبر 15-16 میں اس کا بیان ہوتا ہے اللہ کی پناہ ریاکاروں کو قیامت کے روز بڑی حسرت ہوگی وہ جنت جس کی خوشبو 500 سال کی مسافت سے آتی ہوگی اس خوشبو کو سونگ نہیں سکیں گے جو ریاکاری کے طور پر عمل کرتا ہے اس کا عمل قبول نہیں ہوگا مشقتیں برداشت کرے گا مگر وہ اللہ کی بارگاہ میں خالی ہاتھ پیش ہوگا صاحب معطر پسینہ باعث نزول سکینہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا فرمان علی شان اللہ عز و جل کسی طالب شہرت ریاکار اور لہو و لعب میں پڑے رہنے والے کا کوئی عمل قبول نہیں فرماتا ارشاد فرمایا اللہ عز و جل اس عمل کو قبول نہیں کرتا جس میں رائی کے دانے کے برابر بھی ریا ہو قیامت کے روز ریاکاروں کو 4 ناموں سے پکارا جائے گا اے بدکار اے دھوکے باز اے کافر اے خسارہ پانے والے تیرا عمل خراب ہوا تیرا اجر برباد ہوا لہٰذا آج تیرے لیے کوئی حصہ نہیں اے دھوکا دینے کی کوشش کرنے والے اب تو اپنا ثواب اس کے پاس جا کر تلاش کر جس کے لیے تو عمل کیا کرتا تھا میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے ارشاد فرمایا جب الحزن سے اللہ کی پناہ مانگو صحابہ نے عرض کیا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم جب الحزن کیا ہے فرمایا جہنم کی ایک وادی ہے کہ جہنم بھی ہر روز 100 مرتبہ اس سے پناہ مانگتا ہے اس میں وہ قاری داخل ہوں گے جو اپنے اعمال میں ریا کرتے ہیں یا قاریوں سے مراد کون ہے مرآت شرح مشکات میں مفتی احمد یارخان نعیمی لکھتے ہیں یہاں قاری سے وہ مراد ہیں جو بے دین علماء ہیں، جو اچھے اعمال کے لباس میں لوگوں کے سامنے آئیں، لوگوں کو گمراہ اور بے دین بنائیں تاکہ ان سے دولت لے کر ان کی بدکاریوں کو جائز ثابت کریں، ظلم میں ان کے مددگار ہوں، بلکہ چاپلوس عالم بھی خطرناک ہے جو ہر جگہ پہنچ کر وہاں جیسا ہی بن جائے۔ مفتی صاحب فرماتے ہیں ہمارا اللہ، نبی، قرآن و کعبہ ایک، دین بھی ایک ہونا چاہیے۔ اللہ کے محبوب علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے ارشاد فرمایا جب اللہ تعالیٰ تمام اگلوں اور پچھلوں کو قیامت کے دن جمع فرمائے گا تو ایک منادی یعنی پکارنے والا پکارے گا، یہ ندا کرے گا جس نے کسی عمل میں کسی کو شریک کیا یعنی ریاکاری کی، اسے چاہیے کہ وہ اپنا ثواب اس ہی سے لے، کیونکہ اللہ عز و جل شرک سے بے پرواہ ہے۔
انشاءاللہ بیوٹیفل مدنی پھولز فرام رکن شورا، انشاءاللہ دس سم تھنگ وچ وی گونا، اف یو گیٹ ٹائم وی ول گو انٹو دیٹ ڈسکشن، از ویل گو سٹریٹ آن ٹو اور سائن لینگویج اینڈ دین وی ول انشاءاللہ عز و جل کنٹینیو آن ود اور ٹاپک انشاءاللہ۔ جی سائن لینگویج will mashallah Rizwan bhai and Taqir bhai and inshallah Bilal bhai and Hafiz bhai
cross kar rahe
hain, cross as normal theek hai, we start from Bilal bhai inshallah
mashallah
Hafiz bhai aapne guess karna hai, Bilal bhai ishara karenge,
keh rahe the Bilal bhai aur Taqir bhai,
nahi nahi Bilal bhai aap,
acha theek maine guess kar raha
hai, aapne guess karna hai, Bilal bhai ishara karenge inshallah।
درس دینا قرآن
واکنگ اپ آن سم تھنگ، اللہ کیا بات ہے،
ٹرائی دی والیوم تھنگ،
دس اور تین تیرہ،
اللہ
مسجد اقصی،
اللہ 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 Bilal bhai, where are we going? You need to show them the right path. Allah wa
jana rasta.
Oh, time's running out. 10 seconds left.
Allah Quran Pak ki tafsir.
Allah 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 Allah.
Siratul Jinan.
Mashallah. Last few seconds of his bhai, mashallah, guess. Subhanallah. Siratul Jinan. Allahu Akbar.
Mashallah. Ki understanding se samajh ke dikhna.
Ji inshallah Taqir bhai, we will Taqir bhai will do the sign language. Rizwan bhai have to guess. The good thing is Taqir bhai is very good at sign language, Rizwan bhai, so
no pressure.
Should not be much hard.
Inshallah. No pressure.
So Taqir bhai is going to do the sign language. Rizwan bhai is going to guess. Allahu Akbar. We'll see about this one. It's quite a tough one, I think. Allah Allah.
Future.
Allahu Akbar.
Next.
Allah.
15.
Allah.
15
Allah.
Shaban.
Allahu Akbar. Allah Allah. What's 15 Shaban?
Shab-e Barat.
جی حفیظ بھائی ان شاء اللہ آپ اشارہ کریں گے، بلال بھائی ول گیسٹ ان شاء اللہ۔ I've just left them in the order today, so
performing namaz with jamaat.
Salah with jamaat. MashaAllah. Very good, very good. This one by just yourself left now. Taqir bhai to guess. Allahu Akbar. Don't know how you're going to put that forward, but
we're ready.
SubhanAllah. I would point out Hafiz bhai. Thinking.
Good. Husnizan. Good thinking. Good suspicion.
thinking good, positive thinking. Is that the right one?
Almost there, I would say.
A bit more. Positive mindset.
Allah.
Positive thinking, positive mindset.
I did do
positive.
I did do the shara in it.
Please, mate. What's the next word after positive? Two words. Yeah. Two words that I said before. Positive thinking, positive mindset, positive thoughts.
Almost there, Fakir bhai.
Come back. Two words. Second word is positive.
Allah.
First word is something else. What is our first word? About what?
Allah. Gee, come on, Taki bhai, one last guess with last few seconds left. It's about person bees.
About person bees.
Allahu Akbar. The time's up, Taki bhai.
Couldn't get there.
Is that?
I tried to get you to say being first
positive.
Words.
Being positive.
First words. I was trying to say something positive. In front of positive.
I think he was there. So.
Samjhne to being na kya na kya.
Being da ishara kadi na sakda sa.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I tried to get it positive.
Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah. Our topic today, what will people say? You've touched about so many things about what will people say. Sometimes people are involved in even the lifestyle people are living. What people eat, they have to eat in a way that you have to eat specific things. Which what would people say? Well, if they've made an invitation to someone, what would people say? And then how would we eat? For an example, if someone was to be amongst people, amongst posh people, or and then he would normally follow the sunnah of the beloved Prophet ﷺ, eating with the fingers, but in the court of these people, he would use a knife and a fork. Why? What would people say? This is something which people are involved in. And in related to this, I want to mention a little incident of it's mentioned that Hudaybiyah bin Khalid, rahmatullah alayhi, he was invited by the Khalifa al-Baghdad, Mamun Rashid, and when the food was being served, he started to eat. And after that, Hudaybiyah bin Khalid, what he did was a little bits fell onto the ground and he picked them up and he started to eat them. Now the Khalifa, Mamun Rashid, he said to Hudaybiyah bin Khalid that, are you still not full yet? Meaning you're still eating after all this food, you're picking something up from the floor. And then he said to the Khalifa, he told the reason why he was doing this. He said that the reason for me to do this is why? Because I heard from Hamid bin Sulayma radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that whoever picks up and eats fallen grains of food from the dining mat will be free from the fear of poverty. This is why he was doing this. Why? Because of the fazila. And there's another incidents I've mentioned about different incidents of one incident of a companion of the Prophet ﷺ in the court of the king, picking up particles and of food from the floor and eating them. Why? Because this was the blessed sunnah of the beloved Prophet ﷺ, from the eating from the dining mat, any particles. And the fazila of this is what so many benefit. And you know, Fiz bhai, aaj kal agar dekhe na sunnat par amal karte hue, wo logo ke samne, wo people will say, उस वक्त बड़ी शर्मिंदगी जी होती है. अब टाउन में जाना हो तो इमामा पहन कर शायद ना जाएं, टोपी पहन कर भी ना जाएंगे. वी आर गोइंग इनटू टाउन, वी गोइंग शॉपिंग, एंड इन द मस्जिद यू विल कम विद एन इमामा ऑन, यू विल बी इन दिस स्टेट. ओ फॉलोइंग एनी सुन्ना, लाइक वी सेड विद ईटिंग, इफ यू आर ईटिंग इन अ वेडिंग, यू प्रॉब्ली विल लीव द सुन्ना ऑफ ईटिंग विद द हैंड्स, एंड यू विल प्रॉब्ली अडॉप्ट द बिकॉज व्हाट विल पीपल से इज ईटिंग विद द हैंड्स, यू नो, दीस सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग्स.
ਜੀ ਅਬਦੁਲ ਹਨਾਨ ਬਾਈ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੱਲ ਮੀਆਂ ਬੀਬੀ ਵਾਲੀ ਪੁੱਛਣੇ ਹਾਂ ਦੇਖੋ ਕੁਛ ਆਹੀ ਆਹਿਆ ਸਹਿ ਅਕਲ ਕੁਤੋਂ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਬੇਵਕੂਫਾਂ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨੇ ਮੈਂ ਛੋੜ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਹੁਣ ਤੱਕ ਤਾਂ ਚਲੋ ਹੋਇਆ ਪਰ ਹੁਣ ਤਾਂ ਦੇਖੋ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਸੁਨਤ ਸਾਰਾ ਕਿਤਨੀਆਂ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਛਪੀਆਂ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮਦਨੀ ਮੁਜ਼ਾਕਰੇ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਿਆਨਾਤ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਝ ਚਲੋ ਹੁਣ ਤਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਗਲੀ ਅਸ਼ਨੇ ਵਾਲੀ ਨਸਲ ਹੈ ਉਸਨੇ ਪਰ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਅਪਲਾਈ ਕਰੀ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਹਾਂ ਨਾ ਮਸਲਨ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਨਾ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਬੀਵੀ ਨੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਝਗੜੇ ਹੀ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਸੁਣੇ ਠੀਕ ਆ ਬੜਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਆ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਅਸਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੰਮਾਂ ਦੀ ਬੁਨਿਆਦ ਦੀਨ ਭਰੋਸੀ ਨਾ ਮਸਲਨ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਕਿਆ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਔਰਤ ਨਾਲ ਕਰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਦੀਨ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਾ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਖਾਨਦਾਨ ਨਾ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਪੈਸਾ ਨਾ ਉਸ ਸ਼ੋਹਰਤ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਅਸਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੁੱਤਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਨਾਲ ਧੀਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਕਰ ਸਾਂ ਨਾ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਕਿ ਵਾਕਈ ਦੀਨ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਸਨ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਵੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਾਕਿਆ ਸੁਣਾਇਆ ਸਾ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਮੰਗਿਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਆਇਆ ਚਾਹ ਠਹਿਰੀ ਜਾਓ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗਾਂ ਉਹ ਗਏ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਮਤਲਬ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਨਾ ਮਸਜਿਦ ਹੀ ਤੱਕਿਆ ਨੇ ਜਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਵਾ ਜਵਾਨ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਮਾੜੇ ਕੋਲ ਕੁਝ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੋ ਬਹਰਹਾਲ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਇਸਲਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਵੀ ਹੋਈ ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਧੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਾਰ ਗਈ ਅਤੇ ਸੁਰਾਈ ਪਰ ਰੋਟੀ ਪਈ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਇਕੱਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਮੁੜੀ ਟੁਰੀ ਉਹਨੇ ਮੈਂ ਸਮਝਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਬੜੀ ਕਿੱਸਾ ਮਾਰ ਲਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਰਹੀ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਪਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੂੰ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਤੋਂ ਅਕਲ ਹੀ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਤੂੰ ਇਕੱਲੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਰੋਟੀ ਰੱਖੀ ਵੀ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਹੁਣ ਅਸਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਜੋ ਹੋਇਆ ਐਂਦਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੀਏ ਨਾ ਬਿਹਤਰੀ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪੁੱਤਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਕਰੀਏ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਨੇਕ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਕਰਤੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਧੀ ਉੱਥੇ ਦਈਏ ਇਹ ਨਾ ਤੱਕੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਡਿਗਰੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਕੈਮੀਕਲ ਇੰਜੀਨੀਅਰ ਆ ਕੋਈ ਅਸਟਰ ਕੋਈ ਸਿਵਲ ਇੰਜੀਨੀਅਰ ਆ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਯਾਰ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਮਤਲਬ ਹਫਜ਼ੇ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਆ ਅੱਛਾ ਜੀ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਇਸਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਦਰਸ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਹੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਬਾਈ ਇੰਨੇ ਕਿ ਦੇਸਾਂ ਰਿਜ਼ਕ ਅੱਲਾ ਦੇਸੀ ਮਾੜਾ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਤੇ ਹਾਲ ਉਹ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਫਿਰ ਤੱਕ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੁਣਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਫਿਰ ਨਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਬੀਵੀ ਸੁਣ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਹਾਮਦ ਸੁਣ ਸੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਲੱਗ ਸੀ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਣਾ ਇੱਕ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਹੋ ਸਕਣਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਲਾ ਉਸ ਤੱਕ ਨਾ ਐਸੇ ਦੀਨ ਪਰ ਸੁਨਤਾਂ ਨੇ ਪਾਬੰਦ ਹੋ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਲਾ ਮਦੀਨਾ ਮਦੀਨਾ ਹੋ ਜਾ ਸੀ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਇਹੀ ਹੈ ਦੂਸਰੀ ਗੱਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਬਾਈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵਾਕਿਆ ਸੁਣਾਇਆ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਬੁਨ ਭੋਰੇ ਢੱਠੇ ਅਤੇ ਤੂੰ ਚਾਹ ਖਾ ਲਈ ਪਏ ਜੀ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਆਇਆ ਬਾਈ ਭੁੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਤਮ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਹੁਕਮ ਹੋਇਆ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਰੋਟੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਭੋਰੇ ਬੁਨ ਟੇ ਜਾਣ ਇਸ ਕੀ ਚਾਹ ਅਸਾਂ ਖਾਈ ਕਿਨੋ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਅਸਲ ਚ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਵਾਕਿਆ ਰਸਾ ਤੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਬਾਂਹ ਮਾਰੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੋਏ ਇੱਥੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਇਸ ਕਿਆ ਕਰਨੇ ਪਏ ਹੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਆਇਆ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਮਾਰਿਓ ਅਜਮੀਆਂ ਮਾਰਿਓ ਉਹ ਸੁਨਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮੀ ਕਿ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਇਸ ਨੇ ਆਈ ਉਹ ਮੈਂ ਛੋੜ ਦਿਆਂ ਇਹ ਹੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸਾਂ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਜ਼ਵਾਲ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਰ ਕੀ ਆਇਆ ਉਹ ਕਹਿ ਬਾਸੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਰਸੂਲ ਬਾਇਆ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਛੋੜ ਹੀ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਵਾ
ਮਕਸਦ ਭੁੱਲ
ਉਹ ਛੋੜ ਹੀ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਵਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਦਾ ਖੌਫ ਤਾਂ ਥਿਆ ਹੀ ਕੋਈ ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਹੁਣ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਨਿਗਰਾਨੀ ਸ਼ੁਰਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਖੌਫ ਹੋਣਾ ਕਿਆ ਅੱਲਾ ਨੇ ਬੇਨਿਆਜ਼ੀ ਉਸਨੇ ਪਕੜਨੇ ਨੀ ਗ੍ਰਿਫਤ ਕੋਈ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਹੋਈ ਜਨਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾ ਸੱਟੀ ਛੋੜਿਆ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਦਿਲ ਹੈ ਪਰ ਘਬਰਾਹਟ ਹੋਣੀ ਨਾ ਇਸ ਕੀ ਆਨੇ ਖੌਫ ਆ ਅੱਲਾ ਨਾ ਪਰ ਕੋਈ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਅਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਖੌਫ ਆ ਲੋਕ ਨਾ ਕੁਝ ਆਖਣ ਅੱਲਾ ਰਸੂਲ ਨਾ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਇਹ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਿਆ ਆਇਆ ਸੁਨਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਲਾਂ ਮਾਮਾ ਸ਼ਰੀਫ ਲਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਸੁਨਤਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਲਿਬਾਸ ਲਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਬੁਨ ਬਈ ਤਾਂ ਰੋਟੀ ਖਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਲੋਕ ਕਹਿ ਆਖਸਨ ਮਾੜਾ ਭਰਾ ਗਿਆ ਬਾਰੂਦ ਕਹਿ ਆਖਸੀ ਇਸੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਆਖਰੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਚੱਲਿਆ ਸੋ ਤਕਸੋ ਇਜਤਮਾ ਚਸ਼ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਇਜਤਮਾ ਦਾੜੀ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਵੇ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਬਸ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਨਾ ਇਤਰਾਜ਼ ਨਾ ਕਰਨੇ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਕਿਬਲਾ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਵਾ ਚੋੜਾ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਓ ਯਾਰ ਦਾਵਤ ਇਸਲਾਮੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਆਖਸ ਇਜਤਮਾ ਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਸ਼ਨਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਦੁਆ ਕਿਬਲਾ ਕਹਿ ਆ ਤੂੰ ਮੌਲਵੀ ਬਣੀ ਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਘਰ ਕਿਬਲਾ ਮੈਂ ਨਾ ਨਾ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਮੌਲਵੀ ਬਣੀ ਜਾ ਸਕੂੰ ਤੂੰ ਦਾੜੀ ਰੱਖਸਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਉਸ ਕਿਬਲੇ ਕੇ ਵੀ ਖੁਸ਼ ਕੀਤਾ ਵਾ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਕਿਬਲੇ ਕੇ ਵੀ ਖੁਸ਼ ਕੀਤਾ ਵਾ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਅੱਛਾ ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਖਾਨਦਾਨ ਨੇ ਝੂਠਣਾ ਬੈਠਣਾ ਕਦੇ ਤੱਕ ਸੁਦਾ ਫਿਲਮਾਂ ਦੋਸਤਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਫਿਲਮਾਂ ਡਰਾਮੇ ਵੀ ਤਾਂ ਬਾਈ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਇਜਤਮਾ ਪਰ ਇੰਨੀ ਦੋਸਤਾਂ ਜਾਣੀ ਜਿਸ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਕਿਬਲੇ ਹੋਈ ਜਾ ਸਨ ਨਾ ਫਿਰ ਅਸਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੋ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਕਿਸੇ ਕਿਸ਼ਤੀ ਪਰ ਪੈਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਔਰ ਅੰਜਾਮ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਆ ਇਹ ਕਈ ਕਿਬਲਾ ਉਹ ਸੀ ਜਦ ਅੱਲਾ ਤੇ ਰਸੂਲ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਕਾਮਯਾਬੀ ਆ ਸਨ
Yes, dear viewers, Hafiz Bhai has really put this forward in a unique way. We try to keep everyone happy. When you're amongst friends, we want to keep them happy. When we're amongst our family, we want to keep them happy. We're amongst our other. But have we thought about keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being Allah being pleased with us? Fakir Bhai, we had a request for English Kalam. I think the viewers of Madni Channel are waiting for this, inshallah. Qasida Burda, I believe. Alhamdulillah, as we read before on the channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
مولايا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أو الله send peace and blessings upon your beloved the best and perfect creation that you have created Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibik khair al khalqi kullihim you are the prophet of Allah you are a shining light enlightening everyone's path and guiding us all the way Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair al khalqi kullihim Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair al khalqi kullihim There is no one like you There is no one who's the same So merciful is your nature And so high is your name Mawlaya salli wa sallim Daiman abadan ala habibika Ghayr al khalqi kullihim So beautiful were your moments with Siddiq in the cave. He stood by you all his life and sleeps by you in the grave. Lord salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr al khalqi kullihim. O Prophet, have mercy for the sake of your family, the two princes of Jannah and Fatima and Ali, Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr al khalqi kullihim thumma ridha an abi bakr wa an عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرام والآل وصحبي ثم التابعين لهم أهل التقى والنقى والحلم والكرم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله that was قصيده بردا and few the translation in English Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true blessings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. So our topic today, my dear viewers, what will people say? Rizwan bhai, want to add to this is you know, where people sometimes, for example, leave the salah, why, what will people say? Why, it, one is the challenge of that salah at that time. For example, you're on a journey, if you're stopping on a motorway, now reading salah in front of people, and then obviously a place where no people around you are not all Muslims as well, especially or in when someone is gone to shopping, is in the town center and it's time for salah, especially in the winter time where the salah is one after an hour or another, even if a person's out, it becomes difficult. Or when you are on the journey on a plane or on a train, that's when it becomes difficult. So many people who would normally perform salah, but at that time what happens is
they leave it. Why? What would people say? I'm going to be standing at the back of the plane. I'm going to be reading namaz in the car park.
So a lot of this comes from the point that Hafiz Bhai mentioned at the start regarding confidence. If people in those circumstances are they're worrying about being embarrassed, okay? They'll get embarrassed by what people will say if they're reading in a public place at the services or on an aeroplane, for example, or on the town centre was your other example. So when normally, you know, you get people of all different cultures and all different religions, and it's not your normal place of worship. Okay, so it's not your normal place, whether that's in your house or in the masajid. So in that normal setting, you feel safe, you feel comfortable, you feel confident, nobody's going to say anything. This is the normal practice. But when you're outside of that comfort zone and you feel a little bit exposed because you haven't got that confidence, you haven't got that, unfortunately, you haven't got that belief. So if you had that belief, you know, the conviction that what you're doing is correct no matter where you are, no matter which surroundings you're in, no matter who you're watching, because you're acting on the commandment of who? Allah, the Creator, Allah. Okay? Who's made you for what? The purpose? To worship Him. This is your main maqsad. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, this is your fard, this is your obligation. If you have that confidence in you, then inshallah you won't get that embarrassment and you won't care in those circumstances.
Rizwan bhai, we've seen people alhamdulillah performing namaz in alhamdulillah with the blessing of Dawat Islami. Many times we ourselves we had to read prayer in these sort of places. Alhamdulillah we do it. And you know what I would make people think, those people who are worried about what would people say, is if you look at the people in our society today, Rizwan bhai, there are people going out dressed like in such a state, you'll think, what's this person looking like? Right, his dress code, he's got ripped clothes on, he's got, you know, like a, you got people begging there, you got people at these sort of places in the city center, you got people, you know, singing and playing and dancing and all sorts of things. So why is it that we need to be shamed at that place and doing the ibadat of Allah if it's necessary?
Gee, if you're looking at the worldly activities, then there are people, like you said, openly wear whatever clothes they want, or little clothes they want, act how they want. They may be singing, they may be dancing, there may be acts of obscenity in the public, all sorts of things. And they're saying it, and they're boasting about it. You know, I can do this, nobody can challenge me. But Muslims, unfortunately, it's a sad state. And it shows how far we've gone from the times of the pious predecessors.
Allah.
Our iman is so weak, our belief is so weak, that we worry about what society is going to say on us when we're acting on the haq. And we'd rather stream away from that to blend in with those things that Allah has forbidden us from.
Allah.
It's a really sad state of affairs. One other side that I wanted to just pick your brains on, was we mentioned a couple of times on the panel today about people doing nekia, perhaps, for this same reason. What will people say? So they're reading namaz in a certain way, and they perhaps might read all 17 rakats of Isha because they're in the masjid, and they might not do that in private. Yes. Or they might, for example, I'm trying to think of other nekiyan that people might do. Or they might abstain from sins because people are watching. So we said earlier on that people stop doing sins because other people are watching. They might say, oh, he's got a beard. You know, look at this Maulvi type, or this person, he's got an Imamah Sharif, and look, he's even doing this. So it might stop you from playing the music in the car, or might stop you from looking at what you're not supposed to look at. What do we say about that? I know the sincerity might not all be there, because you're not doing it completely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty.
Rizwan bhai, the thing is, we've got a few minutes left. I want to take the last Madani post from the Muballighi. You're probably one of the Muballighis will answer this on the way, inshallah. Hafiz bhai, koi aakhri madani phool lo hante hai. Rizwan bhai ne bhi gal badi
ji zabardast mubalig main so thodi karne hai. Dekho, gal yehi hai, mera ta kaam hi yehi hai, shaam mein travel karna hai madrasiyan waste. ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਰਦੀਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਂ 2 ਘੰਟੇ ਨੇ ਟਰੈਵਲ 3 ਘੰਟੇ ਨੇ ਟਰੈਵਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਮਾਜ਼ਾਂ ਸ਼ਨੀਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਹੁਣ ਇਹਨੀ ਵੈਸੀ ਗੱਲ ਆਈ ਗਈ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹਨ ਇਹ ਦਾਵਤ ਇਸਲਾਮੀ ਨਾਲ ਇਜਾਜ਼ ਆ ਇਸ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਅੱਛਾ ਪਹਿਲੂ ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਬਾਤ ਹੈ रास्ते च अगर तुसा नमाजा पढ़निया ना तो सर्विस स्टेशन पर जगह बन गई।
यस
असा थे ही ना इन नमाजा पढ़ने वाले, जिसलै उसा ना मुसलमान एक आफस एक मुसलमान की छुट्टी देने आज नमाजा टाइम है चार बैठे हुए उन्हें रहन दो चार उन्नी जरूरी नमाज तू भी रहन दे कम करो असन अपनी कमजोरी है। एयरपोर्ट पर जाओ उ नमाज वर्शिप प्लेस ही करे जाओ तो पहले वो तो नहीं है जे इतने देखो इस मुल्क हर चीज नहीं देखो आजादी है कोई ऐसा काम ना करो तुसा जरा कि पब्लिक डिस्टर्बेंस ना उसने बने ठीक है ना। लेकिन असा बिच अपने हाँ हाँ शैतान ने तकसीद क्या उसी तक तुसा लोग रिस्पेक्ट करने दीनी लोगों ने जनरली तौर पर हूँ मैं तुम दसा ना मैं कदे कट्टवादी होया ट्रकों ने ट्रक खलते होने बड़े बड़े ड्राइवर की इशारा करना दो मिनट आना उत्थे मसलट है नमाज पढ़ी कोनी कदे कुसे चक मारिया
वाह फिर भाई ट्रक भी रोक छोड़ने क्या बात है फिर
भाई गल करने है ना अल्लाह पर यकीन तो पैदा करो इंशाल्लाह रास्ते बना देना फिर
सुभान
मुसलमान करो निकलना ने लंदन जाना ते नमाजा आसन रह विच ते सुबह निकलना ते डांगरी तलाई किन्ना वर्कशॉप है वारे काम कर समय सारी दिहाड़ी लेकिन नमाज कड़े कड़े आसी ए उस नजान च नहीं होना जिसले आई जासी ना ते क्या दुनिया ही बदली जासी।
ब्यूटीफुल एक्चुअली फीस भाई देयर वाज अ मुबल्लिग व्हिच आई न्यू and he would carry a 1 liter bottle with him whenever he's on a journey, not because for drinking, just in case he needed you to make wudu. He will all and when we will start to set our minds in worship, in ibadat like this, inshallah we'll able to. Time is very short. We'll take a last few madani pools from Tokir bhai and inshallah Bilal bhai as well, inshallah. Ji, Tokir bhai,
quickly touch upon what Rizwan bhai mentioned in terms of when doing good deeds and we're thinking about other people, what will they say? One example, when you mentioned that our dress code, that you've seen this for so many years, Shaitan, he's our open enemy and he works in a very different way. His main maqsad is to take our iman and to destroy us any way possible. And he will work, he will play with your mind, he will give so many different whispers in our ears and in our thoughts that we cannot even comprehend. So if someone like myself that's always in this sort of attire, maybe one of the reasons the shaitan will put inside it is that in that individual would be that, look, you're always in that attire. If you go out now in Western clothes, what will people think? That if you ever go out of your house without the Imam Ashrif one, what will people think? So the reason why that individual will put the Imam Ashrif one is because if people see me outside without an Imam Ashrif, then what will they say? That today what's happened? Where's your Imam Ashrif gone today? Yeah, so this is another attack of the shaitan upon us. So this is something that we need to be very, very wary that even in religious circles, the shaitan will not leave you alone. His main maqsad is to destroy your iman. And that is what he set out to do. So we need to be careful and we need to realize the various different attacks of the shaitan. And sometimes, like Rizwan bhai mentioned, that sometimes there's a bit of ostentation in an action. And when you're doing it, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions in his Ihya, that sometimes an action, it begins with ostentation, but then it builds up and it continues and he gets ikhlas in that action as well. And this is something that sometimes an action might start with ostentation, but if you are steadfast upon that, inshallah, Allah will have mercy upon you and that ostentation will get removed and it will turn into ikhlas, inshallah.
Ji, Bilal bhai, some final madani pools, inshallah.
I think I'd like all the views of madani shan to just take this away from this episode is that this topic is very vast. What will people say? And the point I'd just like to give to the viewers of Madani Channel is that look how much headache we go through just to please the people. And look how beautiful our religion of Islam is.
Mashallah.
Allah has given us such a religion, such a beautiful religion that it takes out all of these unnecessary thinkings and thoughts. And Allah says, do something, do the action solely for my pleasure. When you do it for the pleasure of Allah, you would not consider what people will say. Everything that the brothers have mentioned today on the panel, everybody just needs to realize that look how much headache we get preparing for wedding, preparing on just a normal day, living our life. How much how much worry we get through just because of what people will say. I'd like people to take this point away. It's very easy in the religion of Islam. Allah has given it so easy for us. Do something solely for the pleasure of Allah. You will not have any headache. You won't have any stress. The same thing goes for relationships as well. You know, we're in the month of February as well. And people have these relationships with other people, other genders, obviously. And again, what happens at the end of all of this? Heartbreaks, people their minds and everything become depressed. People commit suicide. Allah saves us. People don't understand. The religion of Islam is so wise.
the wisdom in the religion of Islam is so great. So if we just take out this mindset of what people will say, replace it with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, and for the pleasure of Allah, inshallah, we will live a peaceful life, inshallah.
JazakAllah Bilal bhai for your Madanipur. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.